When I shifted my focus back to my craft, I discovered what made me love it in the first place. When I returned to the simplicity of my pursuit, I was reminded of its purity. Obsession comes from these things. When I give myself less to work with, I can discover the nuance within each element. This unlocks the game within the game. Instead of being enamored with topical diversity, I crave the variation found within the very nuance of craft. I discover complexity within the simplicity of the textures, form, and structure. This becomes an exploration into the hidden world of possibility my eyes are open to when I return to its very essence. For me, it's all about getting back to the purity of the craft. This is about identity. Your habits are a reflection of your inner world. They indicate your values and how you see yourself. Do your habits say you are only focused on the outcome, or are you locked in on the process? What if you gave yourself to the art of becoming? When you're on the treadmill of habit, you might start asking those familiar questions. How many days? How much time? Do it. Do it again. Then again. And again. Repeat the process. Turn it over. Then do it again. And again. You can't give up when you're in the middle. You build habits to sustain you when you don't want to keep going. Welcome to the power of same. Do it, do it again, then again, and again. Stop chasing the rabbit. Give yourself to habit. They say practice makes perfect, but that's not quite it. Perfect practice makes perfect. Don't just go through the motions. Bring your heart and soul to this. Obsess over the details. Don't just talk it. Walk it. The furnace of habit is where the gold is refined. Only when the heat is sustained are the elements purified. It's in the habit, not outside of it, that you become the most pure version of yourself. Your ideas won't change the world without a process to attend to. It's the relentless walk into obsession that creates what you desire.